All right. Well, let's just go through it. Nice to see you. How was your holiday, Andre?
Amazing. I need another one, but thanks for asking.
Then we all need double holidays. A holiday from the holiday sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What do we have? Proposals. The only
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hello, Jesse. Good.
Hey. Nice.
Our busy, busy man.
Yeah. Sorry for being a bit late.
Busy's good for you, though, right? That means tech is getting built.
Yeah, definitely. Tech is getting built. Yeah, for sure. Hard work. Okay. How's it going here?
So far, so good. I'm going to just go quickly through the proposals because there's not really anything to talk about. And then there's a few things that while we have you, Jesse, we'll get to right away.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I won't have too long today to stay on the call. But yeah, happy to be here again. Missed the last one. I think we'll also have Chris join in a little bit for a little bit. So
you missed the last two, not just one.
Sorry?
You missed the last two.
Did I miss two? Oh my god. Yeah, time flies. It's crazy. I'm losing count. Damn, did I miss two? Yeah, I tried to make every one of these, but things keep popping up and
Oh yes. Sup everybody.
Hello.
Chris is in the dungeon. Chris is in the dungeon with Jesse. Are we in the dungeon?
Hi Chris. Yep. Glad you're here. Thank you. Yeah, well, I don't doubt he's alive and working. I'm just saying the chats are missing the drop-in. That's all.
Yeah, I get it. I need to get back in there. Sorry.
If you guys don't show up every once in a while, then the world is falling apart instead of, they're just really busy working.
Wait till I bring the noise. Yeah, I said it before, but I say it again. I'm bringing the noise soon. I'm going to bring it with some friends. So, yeah, it's good.
I like the idea of bringing friends. Okay, proposals. Nothing new. It doesn't look like there's anything ready to go up for the next cycle. Now, if I get time, I'm going to work on a proposal for creating a mascot, which last week was really hard for me. So I didn't get as much done as I would have liked. So hopefully this week will be better. So the only one active right now is the shout out to the community to help out with the Orion. So we know the results of that one, but that's the only one up right now. So, okay. So questions, discussions. All right. First thing on, I've got, there's no particular order to any of these. This comes from a discussion from last week. Foundation developed timeline roadmap for expected DAO performance growth. So it's kind of nice that you're on, Chris, today. Last week we were talking about if the foundation could just put a little bit of a roadmap or what would they like to see the DAO as before they feel they're at certain points of maturity. Right. So we know there's the idea is that some things would be, the DAO would be given a little bit more control of certain things, but does the foundation have an idea of what that looks like?
So, I don't think that it's fully philosophized as of yet. I think that, both me and Jesse have lots of ideas and thoughts about the future of it, but I don't think that it's anywhere near it needs to be to be what we kind of envision of a DAO. I think that that's why the high guard's in place, and that's why all of these things, and obviously we're running things on the side and running different things. I think we have a way to go, but maybe we can set out some goals and a roadmap of goals to try to achieve what we envision and maybe go to the drawing table to refine and define what that is.
That would be really good because we can go full out on our own ideas here and we might end up on a stream of thinking that's completely out of line with what you're thinking because we don't have that sort of guide to push towards from your end.
Yeah, totally fair. And I think that's where, you know, once we get to the point where the DAO, the core of the DAO, is having discussions, then it's their way, you know? It has nothing to do with us, but definitely, I think there's a massive amount of space for us to push this along. But I also think that the DAO is incredibly connected to all of the initiatives that are going on this year. So with the hackathon, the SDK, and all these things that are transpiring that we're leading up to, it's just another step forward for the DAO as well, right? Because that opens up so many different realms for so many different people. And that's what you want to do. The DAO needs to be more active users and people that are contributing like you guys do every single week to discussions and thoughts. But that's going to come in a much bigger and deeper way once things are being developed. And that's what it's more about, right? You're going to have all kinds of different parts of the DAO, just like you have in governance. But the main part of the DAO is the development of the effect network. So it's not like a bunch of governing people, but a bunch of people building tech, you know, and that tech will drive the initiatives of the DAO going forward. So that's a big step forward. So that obviously, definitely, if me and Jesse go have some beers, we should do that right now. Okay, me and Jesse are out. We're going for beers. Sorry. When we go for beers and we talk about, you know, the future of the DAO, I think we can probably illustrate and articulate some pretty cool things leading into the future of goals and ideas for the future, and then obviously communicate those a bit better and open up discussions about them.
Okay, because I think there's a few of us who are regularly attending who are ready to start organizing ourselves towards those ends. And not just having discussions about what it could be or what we might be or what we're doing right now, but actually developing something.
Are you trying to put together the first DAO union? Are you guys mobilizing as a DAO union? That would be pretty cool.
I don't know about DAO union, but I think we're looking at possibly organizing ourselves into, I don't know. We've been talking about sort of nonprofit models of business, but not business. Don't use the word business, but nonprofit models where there are roles to play and responsibilities. And it's sort of talked about that months ago, but it's really more the talks are getting to the point where we can start to see how that might work with the bigger picture. But we want to make sure our thinking, and by our, most of us are on the call right now, there's a Alan's missing, you know, make sure we're still in line with what the foundation is thinking. We don't want to become divergent.
Yeah, so I think, so what I've learned in life and in business and in everything is, and from Jesse, I've learned this more from Jesse than anybody else, that focus is key. It's the absolute most key. So if you have 10 ideas and somebody else has 10 ideas and somebody else has 10 ideas, nothing is going to materialize, right? So I understand the desire for like a more specific roadmap where it's like, okay, we can all get behind these initiatives. We see it and we're focused on it. Of course, if we all agree that that's the direction or whatnot, but I think that it's really imperative to not... What I really love about the DAO is a lot of the initiatives are for kind of the same thing, the hackathon, the documentation, the SDK, like this is all like, you know, and then we have these random ones that are kind of outside the scope that kind of make it look and feel kind of fun and stuff like that. But it does distract from this ultimate goal. And that's fine. That's what it's for. And we can take part and talk about it, discuss it. And if it really falls outside the realm of the roadmap and the desired, you know,
Sometimes those little fun ones have an ulterior motive, though.
That's fair.
Like for, you know, creating a mascot on the surface might seem really just a fun fluff thing, but the ulterior motive is to create a memorable image that can be attached to the name that people will remember and people can play around with and spread the word and recognition. So it's really... another means of advertising.
Yeah, the reason I support it is because I'm a member of the NeuroPepe community,
and they're a really small project, yet they're like super active. They're always like, you know, making memes. Like the dudes, just all they do is make memes. And so that's what I was thinking, like, if we had like some sort of, you know, anthropomorphic character that represents the network, perhaps there's like, you know, artist people who like, you know, want to just have fun by drawing things that kind of represent events and things like that. And it makes, and also like there's these ideas of creating, you know, effect NFTs where like if we want to provide memorabilia or like maybe like, for example, in a hackathon, perhaps we have like some special NFT to signify participation and then everyone just gets it. So they get at least something for participating, even if they lose or something like that. And so that's the main idea of a mascot. But at the same time, it's not like it's really a straightforward thing to do because we have to think of a design and build something that will last. And for now, I only think of a robot, but well, those are my thoughts.
There are lots of, there's a lot of things, a lot of work that goes into creating a decent mascot. They're not that simple. But the idea, on the surface, it might seem like a fluffy, just fun thing, but really it's quite a serious ulterior motive to really use it as a tool.
Maybe I should explain the project.
Yeah, I remember. What's really funny about the conversation is that when we first started in WeWork a long time ago, before you guys ever found us, we had a guy come in, and he was a branding specialist, and he created some kind of entity that would represent, you know, what we were building. And it wasn't a robot, or maybe it was kind of something like a robot entity, but it was very friendly, very soft, very inviting, very accessible. You know, it was really based on like what we were trying to put together. So I get that. I think that it is actually pretty important. And obviously in the crypto space, when people can get behind stuff and identify with not just a logo or a brand, but also something beside that, right? I think that that's incredibly important. So I think those initiatives, I understand them and I get it. And I think that it's great. I wasn't talking about that, by the way. I think that that's excellent. I think that it can add something. The NFT stuff, right? The NFT stuff, if it's a completely random thing, then maybe it doesn't make sense. But of course it makes sense with our project. We're in crypto. We're having the hackathon. And then we can open up discussions on exactly how that is. Maybe to join the hackathon, you need to buy an NFT, right? So just a ticket to ride, a ticket to join the party. There's all kinds of different stuff, and I think opening up conversations like that are wonderful and amazing. But I think like the core of the proposals each and every week should kind of align with the roadmap going forward. And I think a mascot also that's part of it, right? Just more brand recognition, something you can attach to. NFT is something you can attach to, something to market and promote the initiatives and drive forward. But I think the big thing here, the big thing is the development toolkit and these types of things on the Effect Network that people can tap into finally and start building their own things. I think that's the first big stage and step. And if we stay focused, really focused on that and really organize and mobilize behind that initiative, then don't get distracted too far away from like the things that need to be done there. Because trust me when I say that the worst feeling is like last minute preparations where you just don't feel, you know, I would like to get as close to. Chris,
the hackathon's also on the agenda of like, well, what more can we do? What are you guys doing and what can we do that might complement it?
Yeah. That's a good topic. And, we have a roadmap here that we're working on day on day. So we have our project manager who's whooping our butts every single day on all the tasks that we need to complete to drive forward. And I think that, there's stuff there that we could definitely offset, you know. So maybe we can even make proposals to direct certain tasks to people and reward them for those things if we feel that they can kind of fit into the mix. Because we definitely want to... Yeah, the more help, the better to make this a reality for sure.
the community, I think, is craving some engagement right now. So that would be kind of a good idea, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Creating more, what else do I have here? Oh, SDK update. When's the next article coming out? Is that what you're working really hard on, Jesse?
Yeah, we are. So it's coming out as soon as possible. It's like a bit behind on schedule, which is my fault. So I'm writing it and it's progressing. So I don't have like, I'm not going to say a date, but by the end of next week, it will definitely be out, the article. And we're also building, so it goes, yeah, we're also actually building and designing like the SDK system while we're writing the article. So it should have been out already, and I'm still working on it.
Okay, and then, sorry, I know your time is short, so I'm just trying to move through a bit. Did you get I don't know if I just missed it, or did you get a guide out for the farm?
Yeah, for the farm, yeah, I was hoping it would catch a bit more traction. We need to do more, I think, to get attention on it. There is like, I wrote this article together with a copywriter that contains sort of a guide on Medium. So that's mainly like my guide that he made into a more lengthier article.
Did that get published?
It's like your comprehensive guide to the EFX-LP reward for.
Okay, I just missed it. I told you it was a rough week last week.
Yeah, so that's been out. Maybe, yeah, I think that's it's there. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure. I think we still really need more attention and more.
So
a bit more marketing and push on that farm.
Marketing and push. There's been a few tweets posted, and the tweets have been, I think, with the attempt to gain engagement, but they haven't really been anything about the project. And those tweets could have been about the farm, and they weren't.
Yeah, good point. I think, yeah, definitely the tweets could focus more on the farm. I'll discuss this with the team for sure.
I think about stuff more like that.
Yeah, good point. Good suggestion. Just looking at our Twitter, I'm not. Yeah, for sure. I think that the farm needs a bit more push. We're now making the APR. I think is the metric we want to put on there, because that's what most people look at when they go into farms like these. And someone is building that now. I think it will be deployed tomorrow or Friday. That metric should be there, and then we'll start tweeting a bit more about it as well, and try to engage with some people that normally, invest in these, like put their LP in these MasterChef contracts. And I think the APR right now is something like 190% or something, which is pretty high. I think we can attract some bigger. Some bigger players to participate while it's still this high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still ongoing.
And the marketing.
Have you gotten any correspondence from Orient Protocol?
No, not yet. No, I haven't. We haven't really been in touch with them. It could have been a nice thing to be more like they have these spotlights, to be maybe more to try go for one of these spotlights, but
yeah,
we haven't really had communications there.
Have you tried did you submit one as well? I think there's like an application for it.
No, I haven't. So I definitely missed.
Yeah, maybe worth a shot if they're not gonna go directly try to set something up.
Yeah, because the Orion pool is pretty, it's a bit smaller than it was before, but there's still some liquidity in there. I think we have 9 Orion rewards per week, which is also
Yeah, there was one person I found that's interested in supporting the project on their Telegram, but okay. So yeah, like one potential way in the future is we may want to see if we can do EFX rewards there, because the kind of the advertising is caked into the system where users, like, they look at the dashboard and they see like there's a bunch of rewards for this one pool or something like that. If we can't, you know, get enough through our own farm.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. I think we can really push on the and make the awareness for these pools bigger. So we could have something on the dashboard like a banner with like the different pools and APRs that you can get, something like that. So people go to dashboard and they'll see it more prominently. I think that's a nice idea. I think we should look with the marketing team on advertising the both pools, Orion and the PancakeSwap pool, more. Actually, we have there's a new intern. He started today. It's called Noman, and he's going to work on for the next couple of months on the dashboard as a sort of project. So like full time. Doing the smaller tickets that are on the dashboard. So today he started working on showing the votes that you did on the proposal page. But we're going to have someone working really on these smaller like improvements to the dashboard, and maybe later on even further improvements. But also stuff like showing the pools on the dashboard would be a really cool addition, I think, for attracting new big holders. So if you have any like updates for dashboard that you feel are necessary, I mean, we have the GitHub issue list right now. If there's any stuff, feel free to just keep adding it there or posting it in Discord, and then DJ or myself or someone else will post it as a ticket in GitHub, and we'll just work through these.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, nice to hear there's hiring. It's a good sign. Okay, do we need to think about creating more proposals for funding the farm?
Yeah, good one. The farm needs a bit more attention, but it also needs to, like, I think the farm was, let me quickly look it up. It's right now good for, I think, 1.5 months or something. But if we wanna extend it, then
you know we may want to add when it ends as well in there.
Yeah, it does say when it ends, no?
Oh, does it? Okay.
Or maybe not. Maybe only. Oh, maybe not. Let me see. Then that would be an important feature.
So I have a question about when the farm ends. If people aren't paying attention, do the tokens just get taken out? Like, what happens there?
Yeah, so we did the math. So basically, like every block, tokens get created. We know exactly how many tokens we got from these two proposals, plus the foundation doubled them. So we know, like, we sort of exactly calculated the end date when the tokens are gone. So everyone gets all their LP, all their token rewards for their LP. So when the tokens are gone.
Yeah, I don't see it on the page. Like, you know, an actual date for when the rewards end on the farm page.
Yeah, okay, then it's definitely something we would like to add there.
Because I think part of it, I think Mikhail was talking about, is like, you know, if you're moving a big ton of liquidity, you want to know, like, how long you're going to get rewards so you can, like, you wouldn't want to, you know, harvest it every day, I imagine. People just, you know, put it in there, wait, and forget about it until, you know, it's time to take it out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we should have the end date there. We'll have to add it really quickly. The end date was there before it started, but then after it started, it disappeared, which is a bit slippy. So I'll make sure that gets added back. Yeah.
So at the end date, are the LP tokens just all reverted back to the accounts?
Yeah, you can just withdraw them. And then when you withdraw them, you also get your rewards. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we can create a new pool after that with a different reward per block and a different. So basically, this pool will be, I'm just looking up the end date now. it will end on, I think, October somewhere.
So you would have to withdraw your LP and put it in a new contract?
Yeah.
Is there any way to just have it fluidly one into the other where there's no manual extraction and re-input?
Yeah, we could have it migrated. We could have like a migrate. If we have a new defined already, then we can migrate it for sure. We can have also multiple pools active.
I would think that 90% of the people would just assume that it's working and not pay attention to an end date or any manual work on their part, especially if there's a new pool just going to be created.
Yeah, but well, yeah, pools end in general, they most often do. This one ends on the Friday, October 8th, so there's definitely some communications to put out there. And there's definitely the options to create more pools. If it's a success, and if the DAO funds them, then yeah.
What determines if it's a success? What's the benchmark for success?
I'd say liquidity. LP locked.
Like, is there a number that we'd be wanting?
Well, the number that we wanted is $500,000.
Oh, okay.
That would make it a success. That was sort of the goal that that Mikael calculated towards in his proposals. So that then it would be a big success. And I think if we get somewhere a bit more near, it would still be a success.
So where are we at right now? Do you know?
Well, you can look it up. But let's see. There's.
I just know it.
I don't have it here right now.
Okay.
I got it. I have in my spreadsheets a little tool. So for the farm, there's like about 12,000 LP, which is equivalent to $82,000 worth, split between BNB and EFX. So half BNB. So we have $82,000 worth of liquidity in the farm.
Okay.
From what we currently have, so that's like. Which makes sense, because I remember the original liquidity was like 170, 180. Now, and we're at like 247,000 right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I think it's successful, but I think it's all the success is from within the community right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, to promote, we kind of need it more standardized. So, like, people have the APR, they have the end date, and we probably need to acquire more funds, like, for at least, like, a longer period, I think.
Yeah, I think it's we need more, to attract more LPs providing liquidity and making, I think the APR is big enough to attract more people, external people as well. Indeed, mainly it's right now just community that's already holding EFX. So we didn't really reach out of that bubble of EFX holders and supporters, which we should definitely do. And I think we can, yeah, at least double or triple that liquidity that's now in the farm if we do so. Yeah.
Well, there definitely could be a lot more activity on Twitter regarding this topic.
Yeah, we'll make sure that there's going to be more tweets coming out. We'll do those small updates to the interface, promote more the APR, and make it more visible on Effect Dashboard, and yeah, try keep pushing it more towards the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When's that web summit?
What about Web Summit?
When is it, and do you think you'll be ready for it?
November 1st till November 4th, I think. So, yeah, we'll be there, yeah, trying to attract more people, chatting and talking. We've already got a portal in there right now to be able to connect with other audiences, other people and projects that'll be there. Yeah, we have a long-term vision, as most startups
fail. Hopefully we meet some talented guys, and when they fail, they have to join our team. So that would be great. Especially exposing and figuring out if they have talent enough to build on the Effect Network, which I think is really interesting. So yeah, so that's what we're doing down there. Me and Jesse were there a couple years ago, and it was fantastic.
And do you have your marketing toolkit ready?
Yeah, we're already reaching out to these guys, and certainly. The main mission is to get some people on board for the hackathon and identify some good players. And leading up to it, hopefully we find some people. So,
yeah. Now, is there a chance that Web Summit might be shut down in person and have to?
No. So I've spent some time in Portugal over the last little while, and they're so strict there. It's so crazy how strict they are there. Like restaurants on the streets, you need to wear masks, like everywhere you go. And then I was kind of joking. I'm like, it must be about Web Summit, right? Because that, for revenue wise, for the country, is the biggest deal of the year, right? It's 60,000 people. Last time we were there, like, you name any famous entrepreneur, they were there. This year is going to be Mark Cuban and Serena Williams and Kevin Hart is there, all these actors and actresses and entrepreneurs of all kinds of stuff. And I joke that because of Web Summit, they're being really strict. And so we talked to the organizers of Web Summit, and I asked the question, what's the chances of it not happening because of COVID? And they said it is 0% chance, like 0.0000 chance. They said the government is involved in the organization Web Summit, so it'll go on 100%. And that's why they're being extra safe right now, just to go overboard so that day can hit. So, yeah, it's 100%.
Well, that's good. Good. Because one never knows nowadays. All right.
Yeah, what a weird planet. Screw COVID. I don't even get it. I don't believe it. But whatever. That's just me. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Having people close to me sick with it, I get it.
Yeah. So listen, my wife had COVID as well. She was sick. I get it, you know. But I mean, like, we're not in the risk category here, so I don't understand why they shut down all the young people and told them to do this. But whatever. Let's not get political and stuff. We came to work every single day. Effect never shut down one day, not even one day. Yeah. So, yeah, but anyways, so Web Summit will be going on for sure. And the main mission there is to get some attention for yeah.
Okay, I've got a question about Effect pieces. NFTs seem to be getting stronger and more prominent rather than weaker fading out, regardless of market prices. So have you guys looked at reviving Effect pieces or reinitiating it in some way?
Yeah, certainly. A lot of my extracurricular activities are surrounding NFTs, and I've been working with lots of NFT projects and people in the space over the last little while. So, yeah, I think it's a massively missed opportunity, but nothing that we can't get back to. So, yeah, I think it's something that can live on for quite some time. I understand now that each one of those pieces can be something it's just there's so much there from what I'm learning. So, yeah, certainly we can wrap that around, but you probably see NFT tasks on the platform. You'll probably start seeing lots more of that kind of stuff. And, yeah, we'll revive that. It's a very, very important thing. Mm-hmm. They certainly are, but they like things like this is what it's all about for them. And anything that they don't have to pay too much attention to that brings awareness to this is what their marketing department is working on all the time. So I still talk to them often. I was on with the UNDP, or not the UNDP, but the UNHCR recently. So, we'll bring that back. Like, what an exciting project, but we have to pick our battles. We haven't talked deeply about it, but we'll figure it out.
There's a lot of things that could go into play with that.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be cool to have it just self-serve, where you just, you know, upload an image and then you get back, you know, again, input the EFX and then get back, you know, the completed, you know, thing.
Yeah, I think this is the coolest little platform on the EFX network. I think that there's many people that would use that to create, you know, NFTs. And maybe, so the most popular ones are the, like right now, are the ones that you use for your profile pics, you know? So if we do like people's profiles or they have cartoons or whatever they want, put it on there, then it's sketched over and then they get that out for a few EFX. I think that's a pretty massive use case.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Lots of opportunities for the hackathon for projects to do something like that, like profile pictures.
Yeah.
Crowdsourced, you know, or art crowdsourced.
Oh, yeah, they could just copy and paste that code and like do it, you know, create their own thing. Maybe there'll be 15 different types of like NFT projects.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay.
Yeah, you can add that one too. All right. Alex, are you seeing anything else on the agenda, or do you have any other tech stuff that we need to address with Jesse before he leaves?
No, not really. Looks like everything's on the plan, the SDK and the signing people up to the hackathon for Web Summit. I'm happy.
All right. So Jesse, that's probably the crux of what we need you for. You can hang out if you want to, or you can go back to work.
Yeah, I'll stay here for a little bit. I have to. But no, for the hackathon, yeah, definitely. I'm still working on, like, I'm a bit behind on my items there as well. But I'm still working on creating like the layout of the proposal for it. Basically, we have some templates. I had some help from people that like organize these hackathons in larger companies, and they shared some of their like templates for the proposals that they use to internally, but also externally promote like the structure of it. Like the prize money and the motivation and just some sort of hackathon, proposal layouts. So I'm still working on writing those out so I can share them, which I wanted to have sooner. But I think once those are done, that gives some kind of good foundation that we can use to figure out who to reach out to, and maybe some promoters that can help us. Maybe some jury members that we can approach. But it's just the foundation for why to do the hackathon and the timeline. I think the sooner we have that, the better, because we have to come well prepared. So I'm still working on that, and I hope to give you like an update next week on that proposal and have everyone also involved with feedback and opportunities there might be.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. What else do I have here? For me, TG, I know it's just Telegram. I know there are other places, but it's really sad right now. Like, it's really dead. There's no life in it right now. I don't want to keep harping on and on and on and on about a second admin, but last day I'm mentioning it, I think we need one. Jehuda is tired. I get the sense from him that he's tired. He needs somebody to feed back on. Somebody who's not whining or complaining. I don't want to diss Jehuda. But that is so dead there. It feels like a scam project if you just come into the Telegram main chat. So we need something. Well, okay, then an admin, and I don't necessarily mean a team member admin, just somebody who's got admin or something official attached to their name that is engaging in conversations, that's bringing tweets in, that's maybe bouncing off of Jehuda so there's some conversations going on, if nothing else, and something. Now, I don't mean moderation as in, oh, you need to have a ban hammer. I'm really meaning like it's like crickets. Nothing going on.
Yeah, I think what's important is less moderation and fireworks. I get it. I hear you loud and clear. It used to be a place that I lived all the time, and I didn't realize like how much it took away from life being in there. It really took a bad time for a couple of years of my life. I'm not even kidding. I had never been on social media in my life before. I had never had a Facebook account or Twitter. I didn't know how Twitter works. I still don't know how it works.
You don't.
Telegram was really my first thing, right? And I felt very responsible for being in there, and I still do. I've had a nice break away from it, and I think that I'm ready. I'm ready for round two, so I can do another two years of smashing it out of the park. But also, I think it's important to get a couple hired guns on. You know, we can find some hired guns that will create that kind of stuff. In fact, yeah, I know what to do. I know what to do.
Right, you were there the first couple of years. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a graveyard right now, and it is a problem
for the hackathon too. At some point, because it's a scale thing. Because at some point there, assuming we have growth, there will be a point where we don't have enough people. You know, for the Telegram, might as well get them ready now. We don't want to be a place where spammers can take advantage of snooze hours.
I don't know how Jehuda does it. Still don't get it, but we need a couple full-time Jehudas, on a couple of time zones. That shouldn't be.
What I'm trying to say is right now, even Jehuda's not able to do it.
No, that's totally. I understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. There needs to be an injection of something there, and once that injection comes, though, you need moderators to keep that alive and kicking and going the right direction. He's away as well. So I will attempt, because if we do have a big influx of attention, which could come at any moment, then we definitely want to be prepared there. So leave that with me. I put it on my task list of priority attention, because I know that it's important.
Here's one thing I want to say. If you're coming in more, don't come in with a hype. Just come in with a discussion. To engage, not to promote, not to say, hey, yeah, we've got this coming up, or it's all going to be wonderful stars. We know this is a wonderful project and it's going to be stars. We know this. That's not what we need.
So I think what's important. So here's what's important, right? And DJ Strikanova's also, I've heard comments tonight about this as well. It's really us, right? It's just us. The only thing that matters is injection, new individual, new attention, and new things. You guys were attracted to me for that, and that's who I am anyways, right? So if you guys suck it up and go, oh my god, there's Chris again, but then these new people come in and go, holy shit, but
I'll you on there, don't get me wrong here. I just know what we need is engagement, in that we're getting people to talk.
Yeah.
And so just saying great things coming up isn't getting people to talk. You could say this is happening right now, and I'm looking forward to whatever this might become. That's not the same thing as just saying big things coming or great. And anyway, I know you know the difference of what I'm talking about. So
I know.
Need conversation.
I know the routine. I know Telegram. When I come back, I'm coming back guns. I don't care who I hurt and who's in the crosshairs. But if I come back in, it needs to be consistent. I'm taking a breather, and it's nervous to come back. But
But you're also right. We need two regular round the clock. Jehuda can go on holiday, and we're not absent of an admin.
Yeah.
or and the admin feels like it's their job to pull in Telegram, their job to talk about what's going on in Twitter, to bring in announcements, to, you know, not necessarily fluff and stuff, but okay, today, here's your, all right, guys, here's your six things I need everybody to do today. If everybody does these six things, we're going to get more visibility out there, right? And then list those six things to do. Or here's your homework. Everybody go and bombard these three influencers. Like, get engagement going.
Yeah, hear you loud and clear. I get it.
Okay. All right.
Again, it's necessary now more than ever. Yeah.
I'm going to take it off the agenda. I'm not going to bring it up again. But if it doesn't happen, you know, I won't be happy.
Yeah, it's on my agenda now. It's on my priority list.
Yeah, having more people will be good because I don't know if there's, like, aside from the farm, there's not, like, too much right now, like, to, like, advocate engagement in. But, yeah, once the hackathon gets going, it'll be great to, like, have, you know, the community interact with all the people participating because, you know, a lot of these startups, I mean, affect... Or the DAO is basically kind of like a venture capital, right, fund in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can provide some EFX, like obviously not big amounts, but something to like help fund, you know, working prototypes, things like that. So,
yeah, listen, man, it doesn't matter what you're doing. What has Chainlink done? They've done nothing forever. They released a white paper. That's the only update that they've ever done. Nothing. But look at all the hype that they get all the time. It's a little bit of a marketing machine and creating community and engagement and driving forces. And I get that. And that needs to be done. So there's all kinds of stuff we can talk about with the Effect Network that is beautiful and amazing. And we've heard nobody else has. Every single person that hears about us, they come in and they go, what the heck? This is amazing. You know, so... we need to keep that up, and we can't forget about those things that attract people because, a new guy coming in, understanding the task marketplace with workers all over the world doing stuff, that already is huge, and then it's connected to a DAO of community members, and the list goes on and on and on, and we just need to get engagement around that, so yeah, that's the dilly.
Okay. I don't think I have anything else pressing. And except that we're going to see a better Telegram and Twitter community combination engagement.
It's where crypto lives. It's important. I get it.
So in September sometime, Mikkel and Andre, myself, and Alan are going to have a meeting and look at structuring the High Guard, or at least putting together something to suggest to people about what we think might be good for the High Guard as far as structure. We're looking at giving it more definition and more role. And also... What else do I have on here? Thoughts, maybe looking at some ideas for creating our own NFTs, like for the DAO. So maybe that's something, not an immediate crisis, just something that might be fun. Yes, Chris, just a fun thing. But also an income generating thing for the DAO specifically. So that's on the radar for the future.
Cool. Tie it into the hackathon. Focus on the hackathon. Focus. And then fun things are good, but they can all be incorporated in the
hackathon, right? Like something like that is perfect for the hackathon.
Yeah, agreed.
It could be a way to, for the NeuroPepe Telegram, I noticed in their announcements, they occasionally do these statements where like, They hype some other NFT project and that project hypes them. And so like, there's like some bear NFTs. And so like anyone who has one of the NFTs can win. Like anyone who has a NeuroPepe NFT, for example, has like some chance of winning a bear NFT. And then the same for the bear NFTs. So I was wondering like if the DAO can produce like its own, you know, pieces, NFTs, in some sort of self-serve way, we can like offer that as a way to kind of hype our project, like talk about the effects and we can give you, you know, a special NFT, something like that.
Yeah, the NeuroPepe is actually quite interesting. I had a call with them, was it this week or last week? I think last week with Rochelle. I mean, I don't know if she already told about it, but they're a pretty cool project. They do all these cool corporations with different teams. And of course, they're NeuroPepes, but there's other neuro things, NFTs they can produce. And they were really interested to do some marketing also with our DAO themselves, but also to do, yeah, they're really interested in doing the corporation. Especially if we can like do classification for their Pepes, which we're going to do, I think. They were really really interested and excited to have Effect Force classify their Pepes. But we could definitely like cooperate and give like a Pepe or like maybe even a custom Effect Network neural animal or something. And have that maybe rewarded to the top workers or have it rewarded to DAO. You know, and get some cooperation there. So I know they're pretty close with some other projects as well, and those also have like these images that might need classification. So there's like lots of opportunities there. It was a really good call. I'm pretty sure that we're gonna get some good cooperation with them.
Yeah, they did do an announcement for it, and yeah, it aligns to what you've said. They're pretty happy with what they can do, so hopefully they're not too swamped by all the other stuff they need to do.
Yeah, but we're in a group with them now, and I think we're gonna set this up. We'll definitely keep sharing, but I think it should be a pretty like on the short term, a pretty cool corporate. And it would be very fun for the workforce to have these Pepes on the platform, I think, to classify. So
yeah, that's why having more NFT like utilities, I think is great, because it'll help. I mean, their community just, you know, draws things for fun. You know, they have like this whole, like, canon, like, I don't even fully understand it, but, like, the whole history of, like, how all these Pepes are, like, escape, trying to run away from jail, and, like, there's different, like, types of them and all that. So, yeah, like, I'm hyped, too.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I think with the Neural Pepes, it's especially cool, like, we can have this crossbreed between communities, right? Because they have a really active community, and those will sort of be on effect for us, because they're in the Pepe community, and we have our workforce more in the space of the NeuroPepes. I think that's a powerful thing, and they work with other projects, so we can, yeah, the communities can really, I think they're like all crypto inspired and crypto focused individuals, so that's a really strong marketing thing as well. And they were excited about that as well, of course, because having a crypto platform like Effect Force to power their labeling is just a really cool combination of ideas. Has anyone bought a Neural Pepe? I think it's pretty expensive. Like at the moment, like
I got like 100 of them. Months ago. Yeah.
Because it goes up in price like exponentially. Right? I think right now you're at 0.8 or something, 0.7.
Yeah, there's new tiers, and yeah, I bought a bunch when it was like 0.2 BNB.
Nice.
And they also have like a token. They're trying to do like some tokenomics, like each, like it's kind of different from other NFTs, because these NFTs also like generate like something called AI token. And their idea is like in the future they'll have new sets of memes, neural memes, and you can buy them regularly with BNB, or you can use AI to buy them. That'll be real good, because like that means their classification needs will be beyond just, you know, these Pepes. They basically, anytime they create, you know, a new neuro, you know, variation meme, they could use the Effect Force.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's sort of what we discussed. I think there's a lot of potential there. Yeah.
That's why I was also thinking of the mascot. Like, what if we like had a mascot and then they did a series for our mascot? Like, we have, like, for example, to get the big set for the neural art program, we could have, like, the workforce create, you know, 777 different, you know, variations of the mascot, and then we plug all that in, and then we see what happens, you know, like that could be an interesting, like, side project.
That would be really awesome.
Yeah, I love the mascot idea. It would fit really well with something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so I have nothing else on the agenda, so I would say we're on open discussion right now. And we're at the hour mark, Jesse.
Yeah, well done. Cool.
The whole time. But I don't really have anything else to talk about. So really, if anyone else has a topic they want to bring up, now's the time.
I have can I be caught up on the status of the hackathon?
Of the which, sorry?
The hackathon.
Hackathon. All right, Alex, update him.
I'm waiting for, you know, Jesse.
Is it still just waiting on the
because I think Jesse mentioned we need to have the like a full proposal, right? For the hackathon. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm working on it. So it's, I think that proposal is important to have it out soon. Of course, we can always, anyone can contribute and discuss stuff, but I want to have that proposal out, a clear fundamental, like dates, motivations, prices, have that basics in the document so we can share it and make a plan from there. So that I'm working on it. So I think that's the next step. I think that will make it more easy for people to contribute and help. So that's still, I'm behind on it, but it will be out.
Okay.
And then I think it will be more easy for like external parties and also DAO members to step in and help out. So that's the goal.
Hey, Alex, how long does it take to get your Nerf Pepe in your wallet after you purchase it? It says, after the purchase, a random Neural Pepe NFT will be sent to your wallet.
But I mean, it's not on the wallet. You should have it right away. Can you look at your gallery?
I'm looking on Refinable.
Oh, I don't think it's on Refinable. Yep.
I should be able to see it there. Where do I see it then?
It's on Binance Smart Chain. Are you on Binance Smart Chain?
Yeah,
neuropepe.com. And then you did the get one, right? Get Pepe.
Yeah.
And then there's a My Collection there.
My Collection, yeah, on the menu there. Left there.
My Collection. Look at that. I got the guy with the bloody... Oh, we got
five. That's hilarious.
Green, that's good.
Scary as
fuck. It says ultramarine background. Okay, ultramarine background.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Unknown special. Two eyes. 100.
I think special is like the detached eyes.
100 iterations.
Like a screenshot of the ambassador's channel, please.
The ultramarine is a rare, so you got more than a basic.
Oh, yes.
That is
number 7191. That's a special number, too.
That is hilarious.
Yep. I'll sell it right now for 5 BNB. I'm putting it up 25 at BNB. Oh, somebody just bought it. Oh, my God. What a good profit.
Are you serious?
No,
I am never serious. I don't think I've ever been serious. But I did get an ultramarine, so that's pretty cool.
That's funny.
All right. Cool. Well, there you go. Another one of these fun things that I don't. But there it is. Cool.
So Well, one last thing. I remember there was talked about being able to request funding opportunities from the foundation. Who do you contact to get the ball rolling? Just email either one of you, or is there a specific point of contact?
I think we should have like a formal proposal thing that we have. So you can email that you have a request and send you the request form.
Please. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Number of eyes. Some have more than... Oh, my goodness.
Oh. So this, they want to label all of that stuff on all their images.
Background. Oh,
okay, is there anything else regarding this meeting, or should we just enjoy Chris enjoying himself?
The meeting is taking a turn.
You should stop on their Telegram. They'll go crazy, I'm sure.
All right, then. I think we're done with the meeting.
Cool.
Keep visiting if you want to. But, Rochelle, I think you can stop the call.